Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So we are in April. I have to think of what month we're in. It's going by so fast. And for those of you that may not know, April is Occupational Therapy Month. And my guest today is Kathy Neenan. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good.
And you are an occupational therapist here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I will have to ask you, because you and I have known each other for years. How long have you been at Wayne Memorial?
This past September, it's 36 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great, right?
Yes.
And you work under the Wayne Memorial Rehab Services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And truly, the work that you do, that the whole Wayne Memorial Rehab Services staff does for our community, for our patients, is wonderful. So I want to thank you, you know, before we even start the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, we know that each year they kind of change the theme for different months, and with Occupational Therapy Month, can you talk a little bit about what is this year's theme and what does it mean?
Okay, this year's theme is OT, Inspiring Hope and Changing Lives. And really, in a nutshell, that's what we do. We try to empower others that have been, had illnesses, ailments, injuries, and work with them to restore their abilities and pretty much change their lives so they're not stuck with that impairment forever. So they can get back to their lives and to work, to school, to caring for their loved ones, and that's it. You know, we inspire that, empower them, change their lives for the better.
Right, right. Amazing, again, what you and your team and all your coworkers do for our patients. It really is truly. So what is an occupational therapist?
Okay, an occupational therapist is... we work with your everyday activities, your everyday occupations, things that you do, your bathing, your dressing, your ability to prepare your meals, your cognition, your ability to write out your checks, manage your household, all that independence. It is your health, your well-being, your independence.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that has been disrupted with an illness, say like multiple sclerosis or an injury, a broken arm, a fractured limb, what we do is try to make you independent, whether it's with the use of a piece of adaptive equipment, change the way you do things, set things up differently, your support system. And again, try to get you independent in wherever you're headed, whatever is part of your life at that time.
Right, right. And so really what I'm hearing too is, you know, each person is different that you will see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you too put a plan in place for that individual,
correct,
right? Depending on their diagnosis, depending on their condition or what the doctor may prescribe that therapy for, correct?
Correct. Correct.
And that's really important for people to know, because it's not, you don't have this thing written on a piece of paper that we're going to do this, this, and this for everyone, right?
All individual, all unique. You could have someone where we work with their specific goals. The idea is that they are unique and each intervention is different. So you could work with someone who is a piano player. They're a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And really their goal is the dexterity in their fingers, the coordination, that type of thing. That's really their goal. Someone else, their goal might be to return home and be able to care for their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have small children? Do they have a dog or cat at home? They have to be able to physically take care of those things. So their intervention plans could be very different.
Right, right, exactly. And again, that's what's, you know, so special about this therapy or type of therapy is each step is individualized. So Wayne Memorial Hospital, like we are set up, we have acute, inpatient, and outpatient services.
Correct.
Available.
And inpatient rehab?
Inpatient rehab.
Yes.
Yes, Right, because acute and inpatient may be the same thing. Right. But that inpatient rehab is, that person is not in acute setting where they need 24/7 medical attention, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's that therapy. When someone goes into our inpatient rehab unit, it's more focused on therapies to get them, you know, either back to their normal state or physical activities, whatever it may be, right? So what other disciplines you work with, you know, because it's not just one.
Well, this is it. So you work with physical therapy. There is a mobility component to an illness or an ailment. Whether you have a surgery that you require physical therapy to assist you with, they can get them up and walking, and then we work on the rest of the daily activities. We also work with social work, very important component, that they are working with us for discharge planning.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they are leaving the hospital, do we have them in a place where they can then transition right to home, or do we need further rehab involvement? And so they help us put the piece of the puzzle together for that. We also work with speech therapy. If there is a component with speech or swallowing, following a stroke, say, something like that, they are a very important part of the puzzle, and to transition them further through rehab as well. And, of course, the doctors and the nurses.
Right.
You know, they deal with that medical part in acute care and then get them ready again, medically stable enough for an inpatient rehab or to transition to outpatient also.
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, and then it doesn't always have to be acute inpatient rehab and then outpatient. Sometimes people can just have outpatient services as well,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And our outpatient services are located not in the hospital, right?
No.
Where are they located?
Route 6 right down there in the mall.
Uh-huh.
And pretty close to where TJ Maxx is now.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep. It used to be the old Kmart, right?
Yes,
many years ago. So, you know, again, individuals who need occupational therapy or usually either physical therapy or speech therapy, which kind of falls under that rehab umbrella, usually a doctor's order or prescription is needed, correct?
Always a doctor's prescription is needed, whether it comes from your primary care doctor, your surgical doctor, also a hospitalist.
Right.
You know, when they're
right.
leaving the hospital.
Exactly. What if someone had questions? I know we'll probably throw this in at the end again, but if someone had questions about, you know, services for, mm-hmm. you know, for therapies, rehab services, especially occupational therapy, what number could they call?
If they had questions about occupational therapy, depending, there is always our number in the hospital, 253-8147. And also, too, you could call our outpatient clinic, and that is 253-7322.
Okay.
Either one, because outpatient, you might have something like a carpal tunnel.
Right.
You might have had a hand surgery for mm-hmm. a tendon or something of that nature. And there are other fatigue issues, too, chronic fatigue. Multiple sclerosis, weakness there, dexterity problems. We have a wonderful occupational therapist down there, Karen Stumpo, and she can definitely address any of those disabilities.
Right.
So
what I'm hearing is you work from individuals who have maybe a chronic medical condition like mm-hmm. multiple sclerosis or an acute or past surgery like carpal tunnel syndrome or surgery after that or a hand surgery, correct?
Correct.
And you talked a little bit about adaptive devices or tools.
Right.
What are things that are available?
So many things.
I know. We probably don't have enough time
so
to list them all.
Things.
Yes. But
basic things, sometimes, you know, our basic needs are usually bathing and dressing and feeding, things of that nature. Something as simple as a shower chair, grab bars can make that bathroom that much safer
mm-hmm.
so that you reduce the risk. That's what we're trying to do. Reduce risk. Reduce fatigue. If something you can, maybe get it done, but you're exhausted when you do it. Why use that energy level? Why not conserve that energy? You have a shower chair that you can sit, get your shower, not be exhausted from standing.
Right.
you can also have long-handled equipment, a long-handled grabber, something to help you put your socks on so you're not struggling to bend forward, exhausting yourself. Maybe you have poor shoulders. You can't reach to those socks. I have people that have told me, I haven't worn socks in 2 years because I can't reach my feet.
Oh, wow.
And just a little sock aid can make it, whoop, you fish for a foot and on it is, and you still have that energy left over. Your shoulders aren't hurting because you stretched those arthritic arms so far.
Mm-hmm.
We have adaptive feeding utensils, things that build up a fork or a spoon so that when the arthritis gets so bad, or after a stroke when you don't have that perfect grasp. We have plates that have a little slide at the end so that as you scoop, you don't lose your peas off the plate if you're only trying to feed yourself one-handed.
Mm-hmm.
We have special cups that help you. Say you have a little bit of shakiness with Parkinson's.
Right.
Or a little bit with multiple sclerosis where things can slosh out of your cup. You know, things are contained for you. So, again, the frustration is reduced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Risk of dropping things are reduced. But those are just a few of the pieces of equipment.
Right, right. And thank you. Yeah, I think, you know, all that information is so, beneficial for our community here. We still have about 3 minutes left, so I have to ask you. You just mentioned, too, before we started, that you were able to go to a conference this
yes.
year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Occupational conference.
Yeah.
Why is it so beneficial to go to something like that in your field?
I believe that a conference in any field
mm-hmm.
is wonderful because it's networking. It's talking to other professionals that are in a different area. You might have somebody that you're talking to that comes from an urban area and you are in a rural area. So you talk about different stumbling blocks in each. You might talk to someone who has had a different background
mm-hmm.
In culture that they've dealt with. They might have heard a different speaker that you've never heard of. So networking, I think, is wonderful. And just that passing of ideas, and you have a group of professionals in the room that one person speaks, another person has a question, it develops a whole new conversation.
Right.
And it really does broaden your mind. It makes you think outside of the box a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
a great opportunity,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
And how does it make you feel, though, like, you know, yes, learning all that new stuff and getting that connections and stuff like that. But I'm also, I'm thinking maybe you also hear that you are up to date with your therapies.
Oh,
We, Wayne Memorial Hospital, right, is up to date with the therapies.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And sometimes it does validate that, oh, yes, I do know all that. And you know what? We do provide this. We are rural, but we're providing just as much as they are in Philly.
Right. Right. So, mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really not fun, but exciting to hear, to know that, you know, us, because
mm-hmm.
I've been here too a long time, and I'm so proud to be an employee of Wayne Memorial Hospital, that we do such a great job. And like, one of our goals is to let our community know that we're here for them, right?
Yes.
And so you kind of work under that big umbrella of rehab services, right? Which
Correct.
Include which main three rehabs that we talked about?
Well, you would have your acute care in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You have your inpatient rehab, Wayne Inpatient Rehab, which is connected. Generally a 14 to a 21-day stay.
Mm-hmm.
You have 3 hours of therapy each day. So it's
right.
pretty concentrated. And then we have our outpatient treatment center at Route 6 Mall.
Right, right. Wonderful. And it covers occupational therapy, speech
and physical
therapy.
That's
mm-hmm. the one I know we kept saying rehab service.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of physical therapy,
there,
right? And they
yeah.
have their own months too. But,
yes.
you know, this month is occupational therapy month. So, Kathy, you know, I really want, you know, to thank you for being on the show again. If anyone has any questions, what's the outpatient number again?
Outpatient number is 570-253-7322.
Okay. Any other last words that you want our listeners to know about?
It's just nice to know that we are here for you.
Right.
That we are local, we are here, call in, talk to your primary care doctor, and any questions you had about maybe an sickness, an ailment, a pain that you have, can be addressed. It can be evaluated, set up a treatment plan for you. And, you know, maybe it's easier at work typing because you don't have that tendonitis anymore. Yes. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a large physical ailment, injury.
Exactly. And but it's something, again, to increase your quality of life and improve your quality of life.
Completely.
Right?
Right. Completely.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Carol. It was wonderful to be here.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.